As we've mentioned, Pakistan-born U.S. citizen Faisal Shahzad has been charged with an attempted terror attack in New York City's Times Square. Who is he, though? And what are the details of the journey that took him from arrival in the United States in 1999 as a student, two presidents, two wars, and a recession later, he's accused of terrorism with possible ties to radical organizations. Here's Attorney General Eric Holder speaking yesterday.
There is a constant threat from those who wish to do us harm simply because of our way of life.
But for the past decade, Shahzad's way of life was our way of life. Here with a biography of this Pakistani man, American citizen, whose face smiles back at us from the few public pictures that are now plastered across TV screens and front pages everywhere, is Michael Schmidt, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He's written, along with his colleagues, about Shahzad's life for The New York Times. Good morning, Michael.
Thanks for having me back.
So, Michael, here's what I want to do this morning. I want to give a sense of what was going on historically as these milestones accrued for Faisal Shahzad after he arrived in the United States. We'll be playing some sort of historical milestones along with the details of the story. Are you with me on that?
Sounds good.
All right, great. So the story begins in January of 1999 when Faisal Shahzad comes to the U.S. on a student visa. It was kind of a silly moment, you'll recall, in American politics, Bill Clinton's impeachment in full swing. But it was really a prosperous, almost riotous moment for someone arriving in America.
The Dow hits 10,000. What's next? Will it continue to soar or will it sour?
Hit me, baby, one more time.
So Faisal Shahzad seems to want to pursue a career in technology and business. Is school the thing that first got him into this country, Michael Schmidt?
Yes, he was granted a student visa to come here. They did a criminal background check that found nothing to disqualify him. This came, I believe, in December of 1998. And then shortly thereafter, about a month later, he arrives in the United States on that visa.
Is he much of a student?
I uncovered a transcript of his from 1998, which was a year before he was taking classes at Southeastern University, which had a Karachi-affiliated program. And it does not look terribly – it looks sort of average, below average. He had a D in English composition, a B in microeconomics, a B in humanities and a C in statistics.
Huh. Well, by the year 2000, Shahzad enrolls at the University of Bridgeport, and this is right at the moment the dot-com bubble was bursting.
Every day it's a new dot-com company that's going to be vying for your attention.
There's an analyst from Standard & Poor's predicting the worst back in 2000. What was Faisal Shahzad studying at the University of Bridgeport, Michael Schmidt?
He was studying computer applications, and he was also taking some accounting classes. And this led to his later getting a job working in accounting or whatever, but he had been studying computers.
And all of this would have assisted someone looking for a visa and eventually citizenship. And, of course, the next couple of years after 2000 were pivotal for everyone in the U.S. and around the world. There were the 9/11 attacks. The war in Afghanistan begins. In January of 2002, the world hears this from George W. Bush in his famous State of the Union speech. Remember this?
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
Now, at almost this exact moment, and there's no causality here, Shahzad receives some very good news from the U.S. government, I believe. Right, Mike Schmidt?
Correct. He's granted an H-1 H-1B visa, a classification, basically reserved for foreigners that have the ability, that have jobs and skills needed by U.S., that the U.S. wants in its economy.
So for the next few years before 2005, he's a student working toward a degree, kind of a member of the Connecticut community, as far as we know, right?
As far as we know, yes, just a normal student, a normal person.
So we'll pick up the story in 2005, the big story for most Americans, Hurricane Katrina, of course.
Well, New Orleans and surrounding regions from Jefferson Parish to Orleans Parish, Plaquemines Parish, and St. Bernard's and across the coast shattered. Another extraordinary day of growing misery across the Gulf Coast.
A much smaller story, though. Faisal Shahzad gets his MBA from the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut and will soon start a family. Right, Michael?
Correct. He had two children, and he around 2004 he had also purchased a home in Shelton, Connecticut, that was later foreclosed on.
Now, that was much later, but it seems at this particular point of 2005-2006, things are going pretty well for Faisal Shahzad and his family, wouldn't you say?
Correct. He seems to be building the lives that many other 20- and 30-year-olds, young people, do after they graduate from school in the United States. Seems to be moving in that type of direction.
A part of the prosperity. And, of course, the story picks up in April of last year. There's a new president. George W. Bush is gone. And the big story in April of 2009 is the Obamas taking the world by storm. Axis of evil, that's long, long ago. Here's the Obamas in Europe.
The President of the United States and First Lady, Michelle Obama. Another rock star moment.
Good afternoon. Bon après-midi.
So at this exact moment, April 2009, Shahzad has some very, very good news. He becomes, I believe, a U.S. citizen. Is that correct, Michael?
Correct. He becomes a U.S. citizen and goes through the entire ceremony and process of that.
But as you referred to, by 2009, September 2009, he's become part of the subprime mortgage crisis, it seems to me. He's got a foreclosure taking place.
Correct. Chase Manhattan had given him a loan of roughly $220,000 for this house in Shelton. And by September of 2009, like many others across the country, he was affected by the crisis or by his inability to pay his loans. And the house was foreclosed on, and he immediately moves out.
And by February of 2010, this year, he goes on his final trip to Pakistan.
Correct, where he said that he received training on how to build these bombs.
Any sense of this man, Faisal Shahzad, in all of your reporting?
It's funny. When things like this happen, the neighbors tend to say they were quiet and a little odd, but that's a lot of what we heard yesterday. They had tag sales before they moved, a fairly ordinary kind of thing to do. It did seem, though, according to one neighbor, that they moved very quickly,
right,
and that he didn't like to go outside a lot, and that he liked to run late at night in dark clothes.
Michael
Who knows
Schmidt,
what that means?
Michael, indeed. Michael Schmidt, profile of Faisal Shahzad, along with his colleagues and our partner, the New York Times. We leave you with the voice of one of those neighbors.
I really didn't think much of it. I just noticed that he usually stayed to himself, and at times he'll look sad.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.